Welcome to Daily-ish for Friday, May 19th. It's currently 20 degrees outside. Beautiful. This is not a weather podcast. This is Daily-ish. goodstuff.fm/daily-ish/210 is where this episode is found. And this episode is brought to you by Patreon supporters, possibly like you. Patreon.com/iChris is where you can check it out. And I haven't done some Patreon-specific stuff in a little while. I need to do that again, but not today. But visit and check out. That's why I'm not doing it today. My mouth isn't working. Patreon.com/iChris. So not one episode later. If you're listening in sequence, episode 209 was recorded actually a week and a day ago. But you know, if you're just going along in the podcast as you do, this would come right after it. Obviously, you don't know that necessarily 8 days have passed since I last recorded an episode. But yeah, not one episode later, and I spend a good chunk of my Friday in a mental funk that I couldn't shake. With episode 209, I kind of talked about how I get myself out of some of those mental funks and get going and stuff like that. And so felt like a little bit, I was going to record an episode and I realized what I was just coming after and how someone might have heard that, and felt like a little bit of a hypocrite in a way. But yeah, I was just working on a bunch of, not hypocrites, it's just me, but working on a bunch of client projects that I've been putting off just because I knew they were going to be kind of annoying work stuff that would, I don't know, just require me to use parts of my brain, problem solve, and the end result wouldn't really be anything fun or creative that I could show off or be particularly proud of, in the same way that I feel, you know, like putting out an episode or recording something with the At YouTube podcast crew or working on some good stuff that's like mine that I own creatively from end, beginning to end almost, or whatever. It's just work that has to be done. And there's nothing wrong with the work itself. It just required me to think and problem solve, like I said, in a way that I just wasn't feeling this week. And so I kept putting it off. And so Friday comes, it's a long weekend coming up, and my brain just kind of goes into this you suck mode when confronted with that kind of stuff sometimes, especially when I put it off too long. And, you know, I'd try throwing something at the wall, kind of like the half-hearted limp noodle throw of something. And of course it wouldn't work. And then my brain would be helpful and say, see, I told you so, you suck, you know, whatever. So a couple of things. I went and had lunch. That didn't help. I kind of just took out some frustrations on my family. And but when I came back after lunch, had some coffee, maybe had a brownie or something, and maybe just a bit of a sugar high or something, and just switched to a different project for a bit, one that I knew I could tackle without too much frustration, finished that off, and now suddenly things didn't feel quite so frustrating. So it's kind of like that little check mark saying, hey, I did something, fed the you suck monster in my brain enough to keep it quiet for a little while. So hopefully it doesn't get hungry again before I finish recording and get this episode published. But like I said, it's just one of those things where you can kind of like say, this is how I do all this stuff. But then when you're actually in the moment of it, it's not like I've talked about it before. It's not like deep, dark depression, not like, anything suicidal or any sort of that depth of darkness, I guess, but definitely a hindering inability to sort of move forward in stuff that's kind of just shuts me down for whatever reason. And, you know, like I said, often it's sleep related, sometimes it's food related, sometimes it's just life, and sometimes it's the particular thing that I'm facing in terms of the work, whatever, that gets a little frustrating. And that's where the folks who, so the Patreon stuff, that's a big part of what is sort of helps with that kind of stuff, because it's like it's the money obviously helps frees me up to allow me sort of to do some of these recordings and work on good stuff without feeling too guilty, like I'm denying client work that would otherwise pay my food, give me food money to pay for food and stuff for my family, but also just the fact that there's folks out there who are supporting and saying, hey, you're doing a good job with this thing. Here's a few bucks. Here's a lot of bucks a month. And Canadian or American, I don't discriminate, or other world's currencies. And so anyways, all that to say, thank you to the Patreon folks. This is part of why I am able to do what I do here, is because of them, and definitely helps sort of shut that monster of use, that you suck monster down sometimes, when I can just, even as something as silly and simple as looking at the Patreon page and saying, hey, there's this many people who are actually like pulling out their wallets and supporting you and what you're doing. So shut up, you suck monster. I just wanted to briefly mention that I in the last episode, I was talking about the upcoming U2 concert trip that I was going on, and I'll have a more thorough review and thoughts on it hopefully by the next episode. I was just kind of decompressing from it this week, and kind of when you come home from something like that, I don't know, I got thrown into a big funk, because it's kind of like you're on this high of concert and meeting all the at U2 staff and friends and stuff that are on the road with U2, sort of, not literally on the road with U2, but like going from concert to concert for a while. And then you come back to normal life and you're like, oh yeah, I'm not actually in, not that I was on a rock star trip by any means, but sleeping in my friend's basement or whatever, but friend's parents' basement. But you kind of just are like, oh yeah, that was like this sort of little vacation mode, and now I'm back to real life, and threw me into a bit of a funk there as well. So I didn't, and I'm just kind of caught up in work and stuff and didn't feel like I could give it the attention it deserves. But I'll just say, if you're a fan of live music, a fan of U2, obviously, a fan of even late 80s hit radio, or a fan of insanely sharp, massive screens, sharp in a visual way, not sharp, and it kind of looks like it's made out of cardboard actually, but with screens with beautiful visuals, imagery on it, you should definitely try and get a ticket to U2's Joshua Tree tour. I think it's honestly such a good show that even the most casual of U2 fans will enjoy it a lot. And especially if you're just a fan of live music in general, you can come away with a great night of music, a couple hours of U2, and then depending on where you are and which opening band and stuff, as long as you're able to get in on time. Thanks, BC Place, for allowing me to miss half of, at least, of Mumford & Sons' set, which I was kind of looking forward to, just as a little bonus. I'm a fan of their music, and so anyway, I'll save more for the review episode. Hope you have a good weekend. I don't know if it's a long weekend where you are in the world. It is up here in Canada, over here, down here in Canada, depending on where you're coming from. So hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you again next time. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye.
May I help you? Are you a member of the Turtle Club?
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly, but am I not turtly enough for the Turtle Club, fine turtle? Turtle. Turtle.